Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah.
Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Yeah, Wet Wet Wednesday. It's not all slow, but definitely sexy. Hey, we all trying to fall in love, so you are, so am I. Ty Dolla $ign, Sammy and Marley, and Steel Ray. Girl, you're looking for somebody you can call on. Call on when you need it done right. If you're looking for a real one, so am I. So am I. Somebody you can call on. Call on when you need it done right. If you're looking for a real one, so am I. So am I. Yeah, I'm DJ E-Monster. Tell
them
who you are, Mama.
I'm Miss Unbelievable. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, we are the International Monsters. So, let's see. So, we got a lot of things for the people tonight. Let's see, we got sexy conversation. We got all kinds of things set up for y'all. So don't forget to like, comment, and share on our link. Big shout out to one of our fans in Texas. Big shout out to Meg. She just added like 50 people to our Monsters Radio group on Facebook, where you can connect with all the artists You can get free music. You can find about events. If you're an artist, you can find producers. You can find promoters that's doing events in and out of your city, all kinds of stuff in the Facebook group, monstrousradio.com. It's a Facebook group on Facebook. So now we are well over 2,000 people. I need some applause around here because, hey, we finally made it
Woo!
To 2,000 members. Thank you, Meg. Thank you, Meg.
Thank Monsters,
you. Texas. So, all right. I mean, what are some things, or I guess we got to do our normal rundown, don't we? We got to get into our Monstrous mm-hmm. Radio Urban Weather Report on a wet
Ooh,
Wednesday.
Wee.
Is it cuddle weather or not? What's the weather like, Mama?
It's that go outside and play in the snow kind of weather.
Oh.
We are sitting at 42 degrees. So that means you can enjoy the heat and at the cold at the same time. That's that combustible weather. You know, it's like, woo, woo. When you got your hot and the cold
right.
mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't matter if you're skinny or big. Well, if you big, you can help the skinny one keep warm. And if you skinny, well, just go in the house and get some cocoa. I'm just saying. And bring it back out to big girl.
Good to take you there because I know a lot of y'all freaks in there. Y'all got cabin fever. So if you ain't no freak and you see a car on the side of the road and the windows are fogged,
mm-hmm.
don't. Come knocking. I'm telling you for real. Your day is going to be on the side of the road. It's 40 degrees outside. So it's some real get it in outside freak outside.
Yeah.
Get in.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Me
mm-hmm.
too. Oh, we.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just let that
marinate. Make a whole different kind of
mm-hmm.
make a whole different kind of angel in the snow. You feel me? Wet Wednesday. Sexy conversation. Get you in the mood.
Sexy conversation.
So I. All right, we do got to call it at press one. So, all right, we'll go ahead and get into some of the things
okay.
we're going to talk about. Then we're going to open up the line to you, caller. They're from the Twin Cities, so I hope they like us. Oops.
Okay.
So, all right, I mean, what are we going to do about our sexy topic tonight? Do we even have a sexy topic for tonight?
You know, what sexy? So, I got two things that's not really sexy, but flirty and fun. So, when was the first time you caught feelings for somebody? That you was catching feelings for someone. Now, in the first place that you first felt that catching feelings vibe, right? First place, and how
okay.
old were you? Second, define what is love and what is not love to you. Because everybody has their own thought of what love is. And what is it not?
Oof, you're trying to start a fight.
Flirty, but yes, keep it sexy.
She said catching feelings. All right, that's a whole, we need to know the definition of what actually catching feelings. Because I have a different definition than what the average person has. For catching feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if my definition is just a little different from other people. So, all right, before we get into the rest of our music, because, you know, we got to take some more breathers and take a couple more
mm-hmm.
rounds. You know what I'm talking about. Let's go over here and check in with our caller right quick.
Excellent.
See what they are. And they might want to talk about something sexy. See if they want to tell us what they might want to talk about, and then we can think about it during our break. So, all right, 612-310. Who we got on the line on a wet Wednesday? Hello?
Man, this is the reason why you're called Miss Unbelievable. You on some unbelievable shit right now. Who
absolutely
in their right damn mind want to bring that one up? That, I mean, I get it. I see what you're doing, but ain't nothing flirtatious about that. Shit.
I said it can be.
It can be? Okay.
It can be.
Me, ooh, that's a touchy situation.
Ooh.
I might get shot after this one.
You better think about it. You better hold it and think about it, because it's going to get juicy tonight.
That's what I told her the other day.
Oops. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
So, all right, let that marinate with your juice. Let's see, is there something else you might want to talk about tonight from a guy's perspective, maybe, before we take our quick little break?
No, you know what? Take this break, because it might come in a little bit later. I'm up here thinking. I'm still pondering, because she kind of had me. She kind of fucking you up with them two questions right there, and I'm still trying to think of that one. So, I'm a little bit pondering. I'm still pondering a little bit.
All right, and all you other people out there listening, don't forget you can join in the conversation. Let us know what you might want us to talk about. Hit us up on Facebook on either, you can hit us up in that Monstrous Radio group I was telling you about, or hit us up on the Monstars page on Facebook. We'll read your comments right here live on the air. So all right, here goes some sexy music for y'all. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. This is from 7 a.m. called I Know How It Feels. Yeah, he sound like that old D'Angelo, but from a lady's perspective. Full wind music, wet, wet wind. Yeah.
Almost forgot about this one. I'm so glad that I didn't miss it. I've been out of time lately. Chicken heavy on the daily. Stressing by when they gon' pay me. Wonder if you hate me, cause when I'm faded, I'm just all in my feelings about something. But when they ask, I say it's nothing. Cause I'm a no for showing emotion. Girl, I'm a no for losing my focus. Last time around you, I hate your presence. I can't help but feel your way.
Cause I can't help but feel you.
And I can't help but feel.
Girl, I can't help but feel.
I can't stop you. I don't think I'll even try. I don't think I can stop you. I don't think I'll even try. No, 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 no.
Just a little more. I know you see that I'm calling. Shit, I fell asleep, girl, I'm sorry. Then I made some ramen and something else, I was starving. Then I saw Strofo on the couch, we started talking. Combo got deep, then the nigga started stalling. Ain't seen him in a week, so when we spoke, girl, I lost it. By it, I mean time, okay, it slipped my mind.
Damn, girl, I just want you to get down. Take a day off and roll the town. Don't need to make plans, I got money now. I know it's about more than cash. But I love getting whatever you ask, whatever you ask.
Girl, I can never feel.
There you go. There you go. Take your control.
Every time, every time.
And there you go.
Ain't got no chance.
There you go. Take your control.
No chance.
Oh, there you go. I don't think I can stop you. I don't think I'll even try. No, 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 no.
That's a little more.
Yeah, that's 7 a.m. Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. We're going to talk about catching feelings. And what does love mean to you? Shante Renee featuring T-Pain. Another throwback vibe. This is called Rock With You. We open the lines right after this. 424-243-9649. Use your pinky finger if you're feeling sexy. And press 1 if you want to talk. All right, we're going to get into it. This is our live show. On a Wednesday night. Getting in the groove. Setting the mood. DJ E Monster, you are now in my monster mix. We gonna go splash a little bit later though, but for now, rock with me.
I can be your everything, but you gotta do it right. Ooh, baby, this love is scary.
Yeah, Humday Music. E-Monster, Miss Unbelievable, and we got Juice G on the line. So, all right, y'all, let's go ahead and jump into our sexy conversation. So, I'm Miss Unbelievable. What are we talking about again tonight? Go ahead, hit the people with it. Hello.
We are talking about catching feelings. The first time you caught them, and if you bad enough, with who, where, whatever. And what is love to you and what is it not?
Okay.
Catching
let's start out with
feelings.
This. Yeah, let's start out with that catching feelings. Now, what is, let's go around the round table first and say, what is actually catching feelings? Well, we start talking about who we don't caught feelings for. Let's talk about what is actually catching feelings. What is that? It's unbelievable. Let's start with you, then we'll go to Juice J.
You know, catching feelings to me is like a phrase. When you have this sensation in your body that you can't explain that you have for someone else, that never goes away, and every time you see them, it gets intensified, and it goes into your mind, and it goes into your thoughts, and you begin to look at that person in a different light like you never have before. And then your ability and your feelings to want to reach out and just grab them and touch them and feel them and hold them and all that. Because you got caught up and watching them and looking at them and studying them and all that. And he touches that spot. You're like, I need that. I want that. I
okay,
gotta have
well,
it.
Damn. Well, damn.
Sound a little stalker,
you got me
okay,
over here
okay.
in my damn feelings. God damn, she got me in my feelings. Ooh-wee. She took me to a whole different area of the continent with that one. God damn it, girl. Shit. I don't know what to say about that one. God damn. E-Monster, I don't know what to say about that one. She kinda threw a nigga like a severe curveball. I wasn't expecting that one. That was sensuous as hell.
Unbelievable.
She lived up to that name with that one. She definitely lived up to the name with that one.
Yeah, all right, but this is Andrew, man. What's catching feelings to you, bro?
Catching feelings is when you start getting mad over bullshit that you have no business getting mad about. That's when you call feelings. Now, she went to the super duper intimate. My version of catching feelings is when you just act prom crazy about shit you don't even need to be crazy about. Like, when y'all finally get to, you know, doing what you do, get your ball sack wet and get her insides wet and shit like that. And then from that point, one of y'all didn't call feelings. One of y'all get upset whenever you don't get a text back or a call back in the proper timing, you start getting upset.
Ooh.
That's when you know that you didn't call feelings. The motherfucker gave you that ooh to the motherfucking we, and your brain just said, what in the living fuck just happened? I'm not supposed to be.
Right.
This is supposed to be a wham bam. This is supposed to be a moment where you just get your and every now and then you call them up when you're ready to get some sauce in you. But shit, you start catching feelings over stuff that you had no business catching feelings about. Like, on some old, you know, social media is a motherfucker. Okay? Social media is a motherfucker. You put a status up on Facebook. You put a status up on Facebook and somebody, some female or some dude, whoever this, you know what I'm saying, whatever thing you're doing, comments on it with a little more emphasis that you like, and you start getting mad about the shit. And you start looking at the motherfucker like,
that all out.
Why the fuck are you getting mad? Why are you getting so upset? I'm going to need you to tone that down a few hundred feet, because you right on motherfucking Mount Everest right now with this shit. Calm your ass down. That's when you know you call feelings. That's when you call feelings.
Right, right. And hey, how you know the other person called feelings too is when they be talking about some, oh, you think that McDonald's fries is good? McDonald's don't make fries as good as me. Fuck up McDonald's fries. You be like, damn, for real? I just said my fries was good. You're going to be like, oh, Justin says, oh, you like her motherfucking pudding? Nigga, she can't make pudding like me. What the fuck? Fuck that, man. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? You know. They in their feelings. Like you said, dude, oh, just over some silly ass shit. They get to just go. Yeah. Yeah. I see you on that, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Before I tell you about what I think catching feelings is, it's kind of similar. You think it has a little twist to it, but it has a little similar. I'm about to throw out, let me see if I throw out one of these, let's see, bat signals. Let me see if I can get somebody to call in here. Hold on. Let
hey,
me
hey,
see.
Hey, what's up? This is your sexy host with all the most, Miss Aries Jazzy B. And you are now rocking with us on Wet, Wet Wednesday.
Shit. Oh,
is
damn.
That you on the line?
Hey, hey, hey. What's happening? What's happening?
Oh shit!
Hey,
oh damn!
Hi, mama. I got on and I heard feelings. Woohoo! Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
You opened up a whole can of worms now.
Man,
so
I'm tired of dealing with feelings. Listen.
So I, it's unbelievable. Go ahead and fill her in before I do my little part. Go ahead, fill Jazzy in what we're going to be talking about tonight so she can marinate with it a little bit. And then, you know what I mean, give us some of her responses. That's Jazzy as hell.
All right. So Jazzy, catching feelings. What is it? When was the first time you caught on? Who with if you bad enough? And what is love? And what is it? What is it not? Like, what's love to you and what is not love to you?
So, yeah, so that's what we came in on the part
that,
about
that,
catching.
I don't think I want to answer that second part. On who I didn't call feelings for at a certain time. I don't think I want to answer that. So, don't y'all just bypass me on that note? Because I ain't answering that one. Nope.
All right, well, to me, like, catching feelings is like, to me, the definition is saying, it's pretty much how you guys said it, like Jew said, it's unbelievable. You know what I mean? You start to feel for somebody, make you feel some kind of way, especially like how Jew said, it might supposed to have been like only a one night stand. Now, 6 months later, y'all still bumping. Y'all talking about being clicked together. That's catching feelings. But, like, to me, like, right off the bat, catching feelings is more like, you know, like you meet somebody and you kind of don't like them. It's not like, you know, they're not an attractive person. Or anything. You're just not attracted to that person. Just, it is what it is. Just right off the bat, like you just wasn't, you know, you just don't think of them that way. You dig? And then all of a sudden, one day, you're like, huh, well, what if, you know, it marinates a little bit. The next thing you know, you start to be, huh, think about it a little bit more. Then you notice, we'll just say hypothetical. Well, we can't say somebody at the job. Nowadays, your ass will get a case. We'll say somebody, one of your friends that live in your apartment complex. You know, y'all never really talked about it, but now all of a sudden, here come this new cat that moved in, and now they hanging out. Now you like, wait, what? The fuck? But to me, that's catching feelings. Means it wasn't something original. Somewhere in the middle, it just popped in there, and now you just end up liking the person. So that's what catching feelings is to me. But yeah, you definitely still gonna have that feeling, like Miss Unbelievable said. You know, you run into the person, you get that glitter in your eye, you get that little funny feeling in your stomach. You don't know what to say. You just trying to say anything, but I fucked up the whole sentence. Wait, let me re-say that. I didn't mean that like that. That don't sound right. You dig? So yeah, to me that's catching feelings. So, you know, we haven't gotten into who yet. You know, we're just putting out there what we think catching feelings is. Jazzy, you about ready to give us your definition of what catching feelings might be?
Oh, I don't think y'all want my definition. You know, I don't deal with feelings too much.
Spell it out, girl. Spell it out.
You know, Jazzy's a little cold-hearted. but catching feelings, I mean, shit, it's just really, shit, the same thing you said, E, I'm with you on it. Because I've ran into people that, you know, I didn't care too much about, but later on down the line, you know, I fuck with you, you rub off, you know, shit
right.
like that. But I don't deal too much in feelings. I try to stay the fuck out of them. For real.
Okay.
I have feelings, you know, when it comes to people that I'm close to, people I care about, my business partner, I have feelings towards them. But outside folks, I don't deal with feelings too much. I have this ability to shut them off completely. So I use that at my advantage.
That's a good button to have. It is. Like they say, easy button, cut you off button. Boop. So, do you do it like Cardi B? I mean, you just don't talk to them because I don't fucks with you. I mean.
Yeah, that's my song. I don't fuck with you, but I'm in a situation right now where feelings are involved, and I'm just like a block of ice. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm not giving it no energy. Like, this shit is dead.
You shouldn't have put it on them. God damn it! See that shit? Look,
that's what my daddy said.
I knew you. I knew something was wrong with you. I knew it. See, that's why I keep a distance. I don't say too much to you because the minute, you know what I'm saying, your little razzle dazzle gets to popping, you be doing some shit to people. So, no, hell no. I knew something was wrong with you. I knew it.
I don't be doing nothing to nobody. I just be being me. I can't help it if you fall and have feelings for me as a person. I can't control that. I didn't tell you to get in the motherfucker.
Oh, that's a good point that Jazzy said. What? Right, that's a point that Jazzy said. Because sometimes someone can fall and catch feelings for you and you don't have them same feelings back. Or do you reciprocate them that way and they get confused from you want to be a friend or you want to be, you know, just platonic or, you know, whatever. They may catch more for you than you do for them, and you be like, I don't feel that way, and they be like, but you act that way, but then they look at you like, but I don't feel that way. I just want to be friends, and you don't, that's it. But y'all done
okay.
did to do and whatever else, but to cut it off is like, ooh.
Me personally,
all right,
Jazzy, go first. I feel you, what you're saying is unbelievable, but I shut all that shit down. We can't be friends. We can't be nothing. I'm shutting it all down. I'm not finna give you no insight. Oh, you act this way, exactly how I act, that's, you gonna know. I'm not, it's not no faking, no fronting, no nothing. How I feel, you gonna know.
So no happy birthday. I hope you've been doing good. How the kids, none of that. Nothing.
I got an icebox where my heart used to be. Got an icebox where my heart used to be.
That's my favorite song while you're playing.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. I know we're trying to find that, bro. It's not in our system.
All right. What was up? What was the other part, Miss Unbelievable, about a person or what?
Who and where? So, like, you know, catching feelings. Who was your first person you caught feelings for? It don't have to be, like, now and where. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't recognize when we catch feelings for somebody. Like, when was that first time you recognized that you was that vibe happened to you? Like, was you little? Was you older? And where did it happen?
Oh, I got an answer for that. All right. I was 17 years old. And his name was Darius Moss. And he was the
put him out first, there, Darius. Put him out there.
I am putting him out there. I put it all out there. Because he had me caught up in my feelings and broke my heart, which led me to the psycho being I am today.
Lord, damn you, Darius.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Yeah, that was my first encounter with feelings and love. His name was Darius Jarrell Moss, and I was 17. And it lasted for 4 years.
That's the whole government? Wait a minute. She put the whole government out. Go ahead.
Sure,
look at people looking for his ass. But look, though, this is a part, you know.
And his nickname, DJ.
Oh, dang. And the nickname.
She know the full name, nickname, pronounced it perfect, everything. Get in, you know she's not playing. All right. So before we take our other breather, you was going to say something there, Juice G. What was you going to say, bro?
I wasn't going to say too much of anything. I was just going to chime in and mess with her ass and shit. Because I already knew it. Like, I knew it was something about you. Your voice tell it all there, baby. Your voice tell it all. So I'm going to slide on back before you hit me with a haymaker. Wow, sit your ass down.
No, I hit you with a throat pump. Like, when you leave, I'll fall in love again. So, all right, that's what we're going to talk about here. Love wasn't mean to you and all these things. It's unbelievable. I know you're going to start a fight. So I'm going to keep that same vibe I had going. I'll let you guys decide later on or after this run. You know, I think I might play one track and then bring it back. And then I'll let the people decide what I play after that. But I'm going to stick with this old school vibe, but new school singer. See, this is Pentonics, I think, and Jason Derulo. It's called If I Fall in Love. Seeing that we about to talk about it, let's get into it.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, maybe you were more than just a face. And if I am in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. If I say that I can be your one and only, promise that you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. I just wanna be the one who saves you. Cause I'm not feeling if I don't deserve you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all right, we're going to bring it back. Monstrous Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. That music to get you in the mood. Now, that's one of them songs you just, like, dance with your girl butt naked and just sing a song in her ear. You did. I'm just saying, set the mood off right.
Is it bad that I like that version better than the old school version? Is it bad? Because they
right.
snapped on that one. I really like that.
Me too. I was like, I'm going to need you to send that to my Yahoo account when you're done. Yeah, just,
me too.
Post that mug is banging. It just puts you right back in the mood. Like, woo, put you right back when you first fell in love. Stop playing.
That was dope. I like that. I like that a lot. I really like that, man. That was really dope. No bullshit.
Right. All right, don't forget, people can hear more music like that at monsterusradio.com. We have the only radio playlist. I said the only radio playlist where you can fast forward and rewind. You don't like the song, get his ass up out of here. If you like the song, bring that shit back. You dig? Be your own DJ, monsterusradio.com. All you got to do is go to our little playlist right there and push play. There's a lot of other things you can find out over there. You can get Monster Gear. You can connect with Monster Jewelry Shop. Get you some hot jewelry for your mom, your auntie, your niece, anybody in the family. Let's see, a lot of things over there. DJ E Monster Mixes. You can connect with Juice G personally, feature artist page, all those things. MonsterUSRadio.com. All right, with that being said, we're going to bring it back to our topic, our second part of the night. I think it's going to start a fight. But go ahead, Mr. Unbelievable. Jump us in on what we're talking about. Oh, hello.
Okay, so the second part, unless anybody want to drop who's they who's. Anybody want to drop who and where? Anybody?
Nope.
Before we move?
Not at all. Nope.
Any who's and where?
Well, I have to say, I probably in like sixth grade. Yeah. I caught feelings in the sixth grade. I sure did. Sure did. It was for my damn teacher. Ain't that a bitch? Yep. I liked my teacher, Miss Hoffman. She had the cutest little afro. I'm telling y'all, this lady was so pretty. It is, and she was just so kind to me. You dig? I did not start the school year thinking it was going to end up like this. You dig? But she was the reason I went to class every day. I did not miss the class. I was not late. I was there. Because I caught feelings for my teacher. Yes, Miss Hoffman, I know you passed because you was old then. I'm just saying. Fucked up. But I'm just saying, yeah, when I first caught feelings, it was for my teacher. Sixth grade, Miss Hoffman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, it is what it is. Mhm.
So you okay. was that student trying to get teachers locked up and shit. For Sagittarius.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, man. I used to clean my tennis shoes. I used to iron my clothes. I used to wear my dad's cologne, dog. I used to wear my dad's cologne. One day I wore my dad's chain to work. This fool came to the school and got his shit. You did it like, dog.
Who you trying to impress out here?
I'm so bad. Don't judge me. Pray for me. Get in. I'm going to go see my pops tomorrow. Oh, shit. This shit going through my head right now. I'm not going. Let's just continue with the show. What's the next part we talk about?
Okay. So, the next part. I ain't saying mine, so we going to bypass it.
That's some bullshit.
The next
I'm
part.
I'm out there by myself. All right.
No. See, I'm shallow, so... Nah, I'm shallow, so it was like I didn't really catch feelings for no one because I thought it was a player in a pit from the Himalayas. So those feelings were like on the shelf. So I didn't dab into feelings until I got like in my 30s or 40s. So I mean, in my job, I was married, but I don't think I really had feelings for him. I just wanted to be taken care of. So yeah, that's a whole nother topic. I was a player, so you know, no feelings needed. So like I said, so that love thing. telling my business and stuff. So love.
Come on, Himalaya.
So what is love to you? Yeah, player, player. I'm telling y'all, I was a pimp in my head. What is love and what is not love to you? Everybody has their own definition. So let's start with you, Juicy.
Now, why the hell would you come this direction?
Well, she can't start with that. She already got her razor out.
Right. We need her razor. We need her razor sharpness last.
yeah, she is cutting niggas. All right. She cut the shit out of that nigga. But what's love to me? Love is when you can't think of nobody else but that person. Love is when you find yourself putting their needs before yours, even when you don't try to. Love is when you cannot function if they ain't around. Period.
Mm.
Love is when you can't, man, anytime, anywhere you go, there's somewhere crammed up in your damn brain amongst all sorts of other problems that you got in your head. They always seem to pop up in your mind at some shape, form, or fashion. They always seem to pop up in your mind. And then, if you want to get on a freaky level, you taste them even if you ain't touched them in a while. You still taste them. It's all right there. It's just like motherfucker. That's the type of shit. That's that type of shit right there. I mean, like there's always trials and tribulations that go through, but if that person does that to you, you're in love. It ain't just catching feelings no more. You can't love.
I feel you on that, bro. Yeah. Especially you said, like, you know, just things ain't the same without them, you know what I mean? Like, the songs just ain't the same. You know what I mean? Like, when you with that person you in love with, you hear a song that come on and you just be like, ooh, I'm feeling that. You know what I mean? Or say, like, a good example. Now, this is afterwards. You dig? Say, like, if y'all break up or something, now every song is horrible. That's a love song. You ain't trying to hear no love song. The song that you don't understand them no more. Them songs you used to listen to, you can't stand. You can't, we ain't doing that no more. You dig? So if you thought you wasn't in love and them songs come on and they just make you think of that person specifically and certain things y'all used to do, that your ass was in love. But yeah. Everything looks like her.
Watch it, E. I mean, you might be getting them a little, them women out here might be getting a little, you know what I'm saying, a little razzle-dazzle in between them thighs right now because you're speaking the truth there, nigga.
Hey. Real spill, though. You know what I mean? You set it off, bro. I'm just keeping it 100. Love is like you said. You put that person in front of you with just subconsciously, no matter what. You know what I mean? You could already be doing something. They'd be like, "I need help with this." Oh, all right, I got you. Or you know what I mean? Like a good example. Say somebody like me. You know what I mean? You got a business, I'll make your graphics. I do all kinds of things. I'm not even doing my shit no more. I'm doing all your shit. You didn't hear like, oh, no, you don't have to. You got other stuff to do. Oh, don't worry about it. I got you. I got you. Like you said, you'll put that person in front of you and what you want because you want to see that person happy too. There's almost nothing they can do wrong. You'll fucking sympathize on the shit that they do before they even get, they could be coming home late. Well, maybe they had to stop somewhere or, you know, maybe because 2 minutes ago, you was like, where the fuck they at? See, this is some bullshit. I know you out with that bitch. You might be out with about 10 minutes. Well, maybe. This maybe the phone's off because the battery ran out. Maybe. Get in.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
That's the type of shit you do when you're in love. Now, hopefully it was the battery and not the, the former of the two. But y'all get what I'm saying. You
yeah.
get what I'm saying. So, hey, Miss Unbelievable, but what about you? I mean, what is love? What is love to you?
You know, mine is very simple. Mine is embracing
the
unknown. Mine is embracing the unknown, loving beyond their thoughts, and enjoying every minute with them.
Cool.
I told you, brace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It might be small, but you be hitting some points there. Brace yourself, Miss Unbelievable. God damn you, woman.
Especially with the love beyond fault.
They could be the worst person in the world, but if you love them, man, they could be the worst person in the world, but if you love them, they can't do no wrong.
Because it's almost it's like, you know how you don't like something about a person and you always tell yourself, if that person do that, I promise you I'll leave. But when that person do it, you stand there and be like, ooh, I can't stand you, but I'm going to stay here, but don't do that again. That means you can live with that person's thought and be like, oh, I can't stand, can you please stop that? But I can't get past you, but I can live with it. But can we find a solution to change that? That is living beyond somebody's fault. You know what I'm saying? Because they may not know that they need to change that or accept that or keep it or whatever, but you're willing to say, man, I can love you beyond that because I see greater. I see more. I see potential. I see change. I see all that. And then when I said embracing the unknown, that means you're going more than just their body. You're going into their spirit. You're going into their soul. You're touching everything, and you're just walking it out through love.
Say that, woman. Say that. Say that.
I can't stand you. I can't stand you right now.
At all.
When you be like, do that again, then I'm going to leave. Well, damn. You did it again? Well, shit. fuck. Ooh, I don't like you because
you know what
happened to me every time. Ooh.
You know what? That happens more towards women than men. You know what I'm saying? That happens a lot towards women. Women, she looks past a lot of the flaws that we do. Woman does that. And it's harder for a man to do that than it is for a woman. Because if you do something messed up towards a man, it's like basically we're done. Like you got us messed up. Especially if she's a good man and he's already taking in a lot of stuff when it comes to a woman. Not saying that it don't happen for a woman too. A woman takes in a lot from a man, but for some reason we're more low tolerance than a woman is. Like a woman to tolerate a whole damn lot compared to us. We won't even tolerate that much. Cross the line if you want to be ready to cut you off so fast. And that's some of the problems that us men got.
I need to start writing some of this shit down. Y'all just subbing off into whole new topics. And the reason why I'm going to say real quick, and fellas, please let me know if I'm wrong. This is my analysis on why that is, why the men go for less. Men, we think it's against our pride or does some other things. Today, we are very high when it comes to pride and ego. And when a woman does that to us, it scars mm-hmm. our ego that she stepped off with somebody else. Now, I'm not saying women put up with men because they do that because they don't have an ego. They don't have pride. Women have very, very high honor and very, very high morals. You dig? But they don't live off of their pride. They live off more, to me, in my opinion, compassion and morals.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? So when she gets upset, she still can show you compassion, even though you fucked up like there. You shouldn't have stepped over there, bruh. But she still has enough compassion for you to go beyond pride, to go beyond ego, and say, I'll give your ass another chance. You fuck up again, I'm going to cut you. But I'll give you that where a man might say, I'm done with you, I'm through, whoop, whoop, da, 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 da. Ah, you stepped over him.
I agree.
Oh, go get that from him.
Right.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
Okay, but
what you think?
Because women tend to want to become a man's peace instead of his heartbreak. So we're trying to come and bring you peace for, you know, when you exhale, because a lot of men don't exhale. But when you do exhale, and then when you do fall back, you know that woman's arms is behind you, holding you up, you know, and saying, I got you. Mm-hmm. And when you really feel like I got you, then you'll know it. Then that man will exhale and is like, okay, I can go conquer the world now. But if that man can't exhale with you as a woman, you failed him.
Whoa. See? There you go. There you go. She hit the nail on the coffin with that. God damn you, unbelievable. Are you taking... You with somebody right now? You better be.
Oh, help me, y'all.
You better be.
No, I'm single.
You better be with somebody. You better be with somebody, because something like that, and you single, who, I would say you need to,
hey,
but no.
No. You got to be able to prepare yourself for that right one. You just ain't going to throw your pearls before swine and accept that man can accept them pearls and take care of them. See, pearls is precious, and I'm a precious jewel. So if you ain't taking the time to get to know me and embrace me as I will you, then seriously, we have no need to be catching nothing. Because if I'm catching my feelings and you throw dirt on them, that's the last time you will see me, hear from me, or talk to me. Because we go in.
You just jumped on Jazzy's side. That's something Jazzy will say. We ain't heard shit from her yet. I don't think she's going to reply to that.
Hey.
I don't think she's going to go there.
You're fucking right. That's something Jazzy would say. You're absolutely right. That's something Jazzy would say. You're correct. It is. I'm dealing with that shit right now. Stop fucking calling me, nigga. Don't hit my line. I don't want to talk to you. I don't got shit to say. Show don't. Nothing.
Oh, damn.
I'm doing that shit right now.
Because love don't live there no more. Love don't live there no more.
It's not even there.
I mean, you need a hug.
I feel like
hug.
I get plenty of hugs and I get plenty of love. I just don't have I have zero tolerance for bullshit. If I tell you not to do something, you do that shit again. No, I'm not fucking staying. I don't give a fuck how much I love you. I can love you from over here, motherfucker. I'm still walking away. I just did that shit. Packed all my shit and fucking left. And you hitting my line right now. Come back. No, nigga, I'm not. I fucking left for a reason. I know the shit not gonna change. I'm not fucking
right
coming
now?
Back. Yes, I am.
You going through that right now?
Right now.
Damn.
I just ignored three phone calls while we on the radio right now. Goddamn.
Shit. That nigga, he fucked up all the way then. Man, look. Okay. You had to take a lot in before you got to this point. You had to really take
a lot
in before you got
I
to this
did.
Point. Because if you just...
I ignore shit, I let shit go. Let you talk your little shit, let you feel how you want to feel. I do this for you, I do that for you. but the shit ain't returned. I love you, but I don't got no fucking reason to stay. Love ain't enough.
I got you. I got you, baby. Don't worry, I got
you. And there's her don't.
I understand.
Right.
I can love you from a distance. I can love you from a distance. I agree with everything y'all were saying on love, but I'm just at a different place. I mean,
yeah, you ain't that place. You ain't at that place no more. You have let that ship sail for right now. It's in the coast, okay? It ain't fully gone. It's in the coast. You up here at the Bahamas right now. That's what you call it. When the motherfucker break up, they go to the Bahamas, okay? That boat has taken you to the Bahamas right now. You somewhere in the Bahamas in Jamaica. Because the minute you come back to America, then you start, you at home. You over in the Bahamas right now. You kicking me. You
I am not coming back to America. I promise.
Tell Trump that. He going to kick your ass out for real.
I will go willingly. You ain't gotta put me out.
Also, real shit. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, E.
No, you can go ahead and finish it up because we're about at the end of the show anyway. I was gonna say any last words or shout out. So you can go ahead and finish that up and then we'll just go ahead and cap it off.
I mean, but on some real shit though, you're right, it does take a lot to get to that level. But when a motherfucker gets to that level, it's really no going back. It's like I can relate to where to a lot of women go through. I can relate to it. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been through that. I've went through that a few times. And when it gets to the point, I've never got to the point where I was like, fuck you, I'm gone type shit. But I'm afraid if I ever get to that point, fuck you, I'm gone, I will be the coldest hearted motherfucker ever. The coldest hearted person ever. So I try to refrain from getting to that level because I know if I ever get to that point, because I've had it done to me. So I know the feeling though. But if I ever get to that point where I'm like, I'm done, fuck you, I'm out type shit, that's a scary fucking feeling. That's a scary feeling. But I've never been to that point, but I know. Go ahead.
But Juice G, then here's the thing. When I left, I wasn't saying fuck you. I was just saying, bro, I can't do this no more. We can be friends, you know, we can still chill with each other, we can still talk to each other. But you steady pushing buttons, you steady running off at your mouth, you steady making the situation worse. But you want me to come back. What the fuck am I coming back for? Nigga, you insulting my intelligence. My personality, my character. What the fuck I'm coming back for?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Nigga burnt the shit out that damn bridge, man. That's why you in the damn Bahamas. Shake your ass, then. Get it in. Aloha, hoy. Aloha, hoy.
I came with you. You're in Hawaii. She's in Jamaica. That's Jamaica, man. Not Hawaii.
But damn it, it's somewhere. It's somewhere. You're mixing it. You got to mix it up a little bit, girl. You got to put a little flavor in all areas of this continent. You feel me? So, Jazzy, get jazzy. Okay? Get jazzy, baby. Swing that ass to the left and then swing that ass to the right. Let a motherfucker know.
So, all right, y'all. We are at the end of the show. So, we got any shout-outs or any last words? We'll go backwards. We'll start with you, Juice. Any shout-outs or tell people how they can connect with you if they want to check out your music?
Shout-out to everybody on the radio, Jazzy. Shout-out to Ms. Unbelievable. Shout out to my motherfucking man, E Monster, man. Shout out to everybody, all the listeners that's listening, that's taking the time to keep this radio station on the move, man. Shout out to the man for allowing us to do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Whether you think it's Allah, Buddha, whoever the hell you think he is, just know that he's him. And he's allowing us to do what we do until he's ready to tell us stop. So if you want to get in contact with me, you can damn sure get in contact with me through Emarcel and his pages. I got a lot of different other pages and shit, my Facebook, my Instagram, I barely use Twitter. So if you're ever on Twitter, just shoot me a damn tweet. And then I know that you're fucking with me. So, yeah, but shout out to everybody. SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, YouTube. Man, I got a few videos coming on. And this album is a motherfucker, man. I put so much time into this album that I really hope you guys like it. It's coming up to the cusp of getting done. Just a few more tweaks and stuff like that. I got a couple more features that I'm trying to get on, but trust me, this wait is well worth it. And for those who still rock with me, I really appreciate you rocking with me. And stay with the kid, man. I will not let you down. You feel me? I will not let you down. I can't do it. I love my people too much to even let them down. So that's me.
Okay, there it is. Juice G. What you got for us, Jazzy B? ATL.
And the nomination for longest held shout out goes to Juice G.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Got my Oscar right here.
Yeah, shout out, that's unbelievable. You, E-Monster. Shout out to God. Shout out to my kids, my mom, my number seven, and everybody I do business with. You know, shout out to y'all. Looking forward to great things this year and the following years.
All right. The one with the longest. Shout out to Juice G. We hit him with the Grammy music. He threw in a verse. It is what it is. That's unbelievable.
Call it what you want.
All right. Shout out to the one that's unbelievable has caught center for it. Love you today, forever, and always. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my friends. Shout out to Juice G, Jazzy, E-Monster, and shout out to God, and shout out to the things that we about to just do. Like, I feel it. I can't wait to see what the whole team has this 2018.
Oh, wait. Did I hear a name? That's unbelievable. You saw our name? Did I hear a name? I didn't hear no name. Y'all heard a name?
No. I said the one that I caught feelings. Say him no name. Hold on, I ain't doing that. I ain't crazy. Not on the radio. Oh, hell to the no. No, it's unbelievable. I ain't crazy. Hell to the no. No, Jazzy.
Look,
Jazzy, now you rock to that. No. Hell to the no. Hey, give your shout out. Amen.
You trying to rush motherfuckers off the phone now.
I just wanted to send a shout out to my sixth grade teacher, Ms. Hoffman, for teaching me patience and how to respect a woman. And also, big shout out to my big dog, Senna, who's going to be in ATL this weekend for getting my ass out of the challenge fever. I will be in ATL as well. Let's see. This is the description, and you guys can find the event on Eventbrite. Just put in Music Lounge Live, and you guys can find it. This right here, Music Lounge Live, the whole event is about. It's a prestigious live music platform for upcoming artists. It's a place for them to showcase their talents to industry execs and like-minded guests who appreciate and respect the talents of great artists. This event is coming up this Saturday, that's March 3rd, at the Music Lounge Live Industry. Launch night attended by music and industry guests, producers, DJs, promoters, radio hosts, songwriters, and more. Let's see, we have a special guest joining us from Minnesota. Hey, that's me. Jamaica and the UK. So, that's right. That's this weekend at the Music Lounge Live. It's 321 Nelson Street Southwest. It's opposite of the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta, Georgia, 303-313, if you want to put it in your GPS. Show starts at 8 p.m. and it ends at 12:30. So come out, kick it with us. Me and Jazzy and Seven, we will be there a little bit early for a greet and meet. Come out, take some pictures. Get to know the team and do it monstrously. That's right, this Saturday in ATL, Music Lounge Live. So, big shout out to them. I ain't got no music to play on my way up out of here, so I think I'm just going to hit myself with some Grammy music and go on and try to do something sexy on the way up out of here. So, let's see. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, y'all. Y'all know yet? Ladies,
I got y'all a whole show Wednesday. Wait for it.
Woo!
Ready for it.
Whole show.
We ready. We live, y'all. Love y'all.
Good night.
Girl,
I should be nervous about this. 2 fingers.